is back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Roundtable from Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of Back to Reality. We really are back into reality. Well, this is Asma once more. First of all, I greet you for coming here. Thank you for sharing a part in Back to Reality. And assalamu alaikum, and the floor is yours. And we start with ladies first. Sister Zainab.
Alaikum assalam and assalamu alaikum. This is Zainab Askari, and I'm actually from Kashmir, but I have been living in Iran for like last 11, 12 years now, and have been studying house for more than a decade. And yeah, at the same time, I am a student of linguistics.
Yeah, and you, Brother Liaqat?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I'm from India, Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, of course, from India. And right now I'm about to finish my master's in psychology.
Wish you luck.
Alhamdulillah, yeah. And I've done my Hawza studies as well, and I'm still doing since about 11 years. Alhamdulillah, yeah.
Yeah, so much. And thank you. I think that this is the best place to share both of your knowledge and wisdom to see how we can come back to reality. Well, you know, this is the wartime, and the conditions in Iran is not like the other parts of the world. Yeah. Or let's say just the, usually it's like this, that certain half of the earth is usually dealing with issues, and the other half seems to be continuing their life in the normal, ordinary way. But there are some other people who would have to pay for life.
Yeah.
They pay with their dear ones. They pay with their psychological issues. They pay with their blood. They pay with everything. We know that there's a cost for endless wars. Like after the World War One and Two, there were so many side effects, so many consequences. Too many consequences and too many side effects. And right now we will be talking about the consequences of endless war, the process of endurance. It does not happen very easily. We want to dig deep into that and break it down into different perspectives. So, Sister Zainab, do you think that the endurance that is happening right now in Iran is baseless, just like naturally there's a war and people have to tolerate things?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Not at all. It's not baseless, and it does not come as such. As you already mentioned, that everything comes with the costs. Even this endurance comes with the costs. Like, nobody is born that way that they can be able to endure things in the first place. Mm-hmm. We were here in the wartime, and we are still here, and we learned endurance with the Iranian people.
And specifically about you guys, the two of you, you don't have to be here. Like, very easily, you can leave the difficulty behind and go back home. And
to be honest, like Brother Liaqat also knows this, we had been talking about this, like our embassy already gave an advisory that you guys should be leaving home safe, and they were providing safe passages also through, when the war, it was war also, like they were providing safe passages through the different routes though. But
you're choosing endurance and resilience.
Yeah. And that is a reason. If we were not a nation of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if we were not united by this, I don't think we would have preferred to stay. Like, people back in India have been really amazed. If this thing happened in India, would they be sacrificing for India like that? And we definitely, like, the people
said, I think
said,
it's
no.
Not just India, all around like, the world. Now they are just so astonished.
I mean, in the news, it was like people were saying they were amazed on this. Like, if this happened in their own country, would they do this?
Exactly.
And definitely we would not. Like, maybe we will flee from our own countries to some safer country. But Iran is different. This
so
resilience
you
is
mentioned
different.
Actually the base of this resilience and of this resistance, which has turned into an ideology, of course.
Yes.
And it is not baseless. It's got so strong root inside of our heart, let's say, no matter how many people you kill, you cannot wipe out the ideology of resistance and of resilience and standing in the face of the so-called powers who are so cruel and brutal.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
Brother Liaqat, since you study psychology, and you know that it's not easy, like imagine what happened to the mothers of the famous school of Mina'ab. Mm-hmm. In the morning, they sent their children with perhaps a box of food and then with too many dreams in their bags, and then they don't come back home. And I was just listening to someone saying that there were some students who didn't go to school that day. Right now, the condition of those students is even worse than if they were there.
Yep.
So the anxiety that happens is one of the prices that families are paying.
So this constant uncertainty, what is there from war, always affects the psychology of the people, and their mental health is completely disturbed. So, yeah, this is number one. And without a doubt, we can't say everyone is the same. There are people who understand things in a different manner. Yeah, just like Sister Zainab, alhamdulillah, like there are people who are resilient, who can cope up with things, who can see this thing, like that is the war, as an opportunity to make themselves grow in spirituality, who will take resistance as an option for their growth, like mentally, spiritually, in all the angles, of course, what I mean over here. But there are other people as well whom we have to consider still. And I still remember, like I have spoken to a lot of people about it. They were in constant grief, like a kind of fear, I would say, fear from loss of a family member, you see. Mm-hmm. Especially in Tehran, you might have seen this.
Because the center of all the bombings.
Exactly, yeah. So, and of course, from Mina'ab, just like you have said. And even till today, like the sorrow, the pain, the child is not with the with her parents, example, over here, is still haunting them.
Yeah,
definitely. The price is really painful, and it's a lot for a few families. About the gatherings, about the gatherings on the road with all the flags, of course, and with all the slogans.
Yes.
The slogans which would definitely, I would say, uplift the spirituality, the morality of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is on another side.
Mm-hmm. We forget the pain, and we are so much into that courage and all. We don't forget about the Mina'ab, because I happened to spoke to some of the small girls on the streets, and I told them, like, you know, especially on the daughter's day, I told them it's daughter's day, could have had a cake at home and celebrated. Why are you here? And they were like, we are here for the daughters of Mina'ab. So, you know, even that.
Okay, I'm not talking about on a general basis.
Yeah.
Not everyone, okay?
Yeah.
Like, I myself.
I got your point, actually, by the way. That's very correct. Like, it's the pain is in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
It's there. And
it's
because it's just boiling inside of us.
Yes.
Because we have this pain and this suffering and this break in our heart for the martyrdom of our leader, the incident, which is too big and too drastic of a change.
Yes.
Because of that blood boiling inside of us, we come out. And then once we're together, we feel like we are brave enough to fight all the enemies, no matter what kind of pharaohs they are.
Yes, like as we happened to report at different places, I remember like we happened to report on a bombing site and it was the cameraman. I saw a man in front of me crying. Like he was a cameraman and he was not able to compose himself.
You see lot of incidents. Like there are many scenes to be
pictured. But then like when you're in the field back again, you are back with that courage of revenge.
Exactly.
Right? But you have those things in the background. But yes, like emotions, I guess Brother Liak was trying to say that emotions are different at different situations. Like on the bombing site, when we were reporting from there, like I was also unable to compose myself. My cameraman was also unable to compose himself. In the same way, I think when you're on the street, you are there with that more spirit of revenge.
Exactly. Right. And of course, I have to mention something. It's not a revenge, like a type of revenge that Western societies have. It's a type of a holy revenge, like what we believe that when the promised Imam would come after his appearance, what's going to happen is, first of all, fighting the oppressors, because we had it long in our history that they martyred an entire family, like the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, was not an easy thing to be forgotten. It's like a fire inside of our chest. Yes. So the same thing is happening right now. By the way, we got deviated from the main. I don't know why, but every time we start talking any discussion, it ends there. It ends into the streets and what people are doing, because that's so huge and so drastic.
You were talking about people going onto the streets, of course. But keeping this aside, I think people, when they talk about revenge, okay, they are not just waiting for the Imam to reappear.
Exactly,
They want kind of revenge right now itself. And
they want to lend a helping hand in that process.
You see the slogan, Bezan ke khumi zani.
Exactly.
Please hit, like...
Hit
you,
them.
Yeah, hit them.
You're hitting well.
You're hitting really well. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So this itself shows that they are like kind of wanting a revenge right now. Of course, when we talk about revenge, there's one revenge which is taken to the complete extent, which won't happen right now. Of course, the Imam has to reappear for the revenge to be taken place. Like if we talk about Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Mukhtar has taken revenge from Shimr and other people, like other oppressors. But still, the red flag of Imam Hussein, I mean, like the red flag of revenge is still seen on the dome of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. It's the sign of revenge, of course. So likewise, even if they hit back, like hit the military bases, or even those who are the culprits of the blood of Minab or the blood of our martyred leader, if they still kind of take them down, but still the revenge, the actual revenge is still remaining, which the Imam has to reappear. So I think on a psychological basis, alhamdulillah, the upliftment has happened.
Yeah.
Even if you go and ask the mothers of Minab, the school children who were killed, and if you ask them, do you go to the streets? They would say yes.
Yeah.
You see?
They're encouraging people
Exactly. Yeah. Even though, like, they go to the graveyard and sleep near the graves
beside
of their daughters. That's very painful. But still, they would come onto the streets, the junctions, the roads and everything, and they raise slogans and flags. And this in itself shows that we are ready. Like, we are ready for this.
So they are raising a generation of resistance again.
Exactly.
So maybe they killed one, but these mothers are so strong, and we have learned a lot from these mothers. Iran has learned a lot. The world has learned a lot from these mothers, and they are learning a lot by raising, how to raise a resilient generation.
Yeah. The spirit of today's episode of Back to Reality was entirely revenge. While at the first we had entirely another plan, like to talk about the side effects and consequences, right now we have this spirit of revenge everywhere, and it's very difficult to concentrate on the psychological consequences. Just like the brother said, whenever we want to open another discussion, it ends up in the streets and what people are doing right now and the condition right now. But do not forget to follow us, because definitely in the next episode, we will have that discussion, because that is also very important. Maybe right now, at the very heart of this battlefield, we may not be able to notice the psychological effects and the consequences of war, but they are there and we have to take a note of them. So thank you, Sister Zainab, and thank you, Brother Liaghat. This was all for today. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Until another episode of Back to Reality, take care of yourself. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi.
تهدي أمه رايزك
يا الله
يا رب العالمين يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ربي التي أمه رايزك لتصيد ليلتك وانسكن